We welcome to the studio Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center in our monthly Eastland Dental Center segment. And Mike is here today to tell us why sugar and soda are killing us. Hi, Mike. Merry Christmas.
Well, yeah, Merry Christmas with all the candy and cookies and sugar. Huh?
Yeah, you walked into the studio and you passed by cookies and pastries and stuff that Chef Steve brought in this morning, and you must wince when you walk by.
Well, it's all so good. I agree, but it's killing us. And, you know, it's obviously people know it causes cavities, and so dentists wouldn't care for it. But it just in general, health-wise.
You hand out candy during the parades.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. It wasn't my decision. I did okay it, but it was my staff's decision.
You're throwing the staff under the bus.
I know. I didn't mean to, but I did.
All right. Well, let's get down to business here, because this I do find this interesting. And some of these things I've heard before, and we'll get to them. But let me just ask you right away. How is sugar and soda killing us? I know that sugar obviously puts pounds on, and they contribute to things like your body weight and sluggishness. How's it killing us?
Well, that plus also it causes chronic inflammation, just the chemistry of it and what it does in the body. You know, I've got three articles about sugar, research or articles on my website, oralsystemiclink.net, and you can go there under the nutrition menu and see that. Also, I've got a listing of several of the soda pops and the amount of sugar in those. It's amazing when you see that, and acid as well, the acidity of them. So that's on there as well. And also, have you ever heard of Dr. Kenneth Cooper of the Cooper Clinic in Dallas?
I haven't, but you sent some information over, and he says that you should have a body mass index of 25 or less. Now, first of all, explain what a body mass index is. But he says that it should be equal to the weight that you were at when you were 21 years old. Well, our metabolisms change so much that for some people it's not possible to get down to that weight.
Well, it's possible, but Dr. Kenneth Cooper, very world famous, and father of aerobics. And so I did a video interview with him, 8.5-minute interview, very short, but a lot of information on that same website, oralsystemiclink.net. And he talks about 8 ways to really get healthier. And if you do those 8 things, you'll probably live an average of 10 years longer. And then he says, 4 of the things you want to test, 1 is your body mass index. And it's a little chart that you use your height and your weight, and you calculate, and you just go to the number, the vertical and the horizontal axis, you go to the number, your body mass index. And you want that at about 25 or less to be a good body weight for your height. He also says, know your blood pressure, your fasting blood sugar, there you go, sugar again, and your fasting blood cholesterol.
All right,
levels.
Now I'm going to interrupt you here because I have a question. I know somebody who takes medications for various things, mm-hmm. and those medications, as some will do affect body weight. Not all of them, but some of them do. Mm-hmm. What do people like that do? Who they have to take their medication in order to continue to function, but they gain weight from the medication. You know, it changes other things about their body.
Right. Well, you know, a lot of, and we're talking averages here, and the majority of people, if they need medication, some of these medications, maybe with certain lifestyle changes, and over time you take a step at it, you know, everything starts with one step and then the next step and the next step. And if they can start to exercise, so important, maybe, and get healthier, get their rest, check for obstructive sleep apnea, whatever, and get healthier in other areas, maybe they can get off some of those medications.
All right, what's worse, the sugar or the soda? Like, if you could only cut one thing out, if you had to choose one or the other, which would it be?
They're the same. Okay. So if you could cut your sodas and get rid of that, to me, for most people, if you could cut that, you could have an occasional cookie or an occasional piece of candy. But it's the soda that's so addictive that people will have every day or throughout the day every day. And if you could cut the soda pop, in my mind, from what I've seen, you would be doing yourself a great service, and eventually maybe you could cut out more of the occasional other sugars.
You told me you only drink soda about 3 times a year?
About 3 sodas a year.
That's
maybe
it?
Maybe 4.
What do you drink?
Sprite or Coke.
And no, it's I mean...
What do you mean?
I mean, what do you drink the rest of the year?
Water.
Just water?
Water's wonderful. Well, and for lunch I did have an Arnie Palmer, iced tea and lemonade. And so I often have that. I didn't play golf today, but I often have that after I golf with some popcorn. But I drink water probably 95% of my, 98% of the time what I drink is water. And that's the best thing for you. That's what we're mostly made of, is water. Yeah. And it's so much better than soda pop. If there was one thing people could do, well, two things, smoking and soda pop, get rid of those things, then exercise some more. Wow, it would just change their lives.
We're visiting with Dr. Mike Milligan in our Eastland Dental Center segment. This month he's talking about how soda and sugar are killing us. I asked you this question off the air. A lot of people drink diet soda to get away from the sugar, but there are artificial sweeteners in diet soda. So is it just as bad for you to drink diet soda as regular soda, or vice versa?
It's just as bad. Research shows that people who drink diet soda are twice as likely to be obese as those
Why
who
is that?
Not. It's just the stuff in it.
The artificial sweeteners?
I think
saccharin, whatever that stuff is?
Yeah, that.
What do they use in the diet soda?
You know
soda?
What? Saccharin is more addictive than cocaine, research shows. Another study published shows by the American Diabetes Association shows that diet soda drinkers are 67% more likely to develop diabetes than non-diet soda drinkers.
Well, then I'm in trouble because I've been drinking diet soda for a long time.
Well, then, you know what? I'm going to take that diet soda.
This is water.
Oh, okay, good. That is water, but it's in a Pepsi bottle.
I don't drink soda in the studio because if I do, I'll be belching all during the show.
Okay, well, that is water. Good, that is the thing to drink right there.
Okay, so you said, actually, I'm doing myself a bigger disservice by drinking diet soda?
I think they're both bad. Soda, diet soda. You know, they try to make you think it's not, but it's just as bad. Drink that water that you've got right there.
I want to ask you another question because you brought part of the information, and Dr. Milligan, every month, Mike brings, he's got more information we can cover here. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that he sends over before the interview. And you've got a piece in here by a guy by the name of Dr. Dwight Lundell, who's a heart surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
He's the author of a book called The Great Cholesterol Lie. What's the great cholesterol lie?
That's the problem, and it's really not. It's sugar. The fats, you know, fat-free diet and all that.
So when I go to get my...
Cholesterol is important. It is important. But it's, if you don't have the sugar and the inflammation in your body, you can have the cholesterol in your arteries. It's the sugar causing the inflammation and other things that cause the inflammation that create the problem with the cholesterol. That's the cholesterol.
So when I get my checkup every year and they take blood to check, you know, whatever it is they're checking, including cholesterol levels, you say those levels...
It is a factor. It is important.
Okay.
But it's not the only thing. Okay? In fact, you know, we talked about...
But doesn't body type play into it a lot?
It does. We talked about a healthy heart screening and a couple months ago when I had Dr. Craig Bax up here. If you go to the centerforprevention.com/HHS, Healthy Heart Screen, he'll do that for free for you when he's up here. Anyone that I had invited to that meeting, which is everyone on this radio, can get a free healthy heart screening by Dr. Bax. The Center for Prevention, thecenterforprevention.com/HHS tells you about that screening. You can register right there, and in the messages say, Dr. Mike Milligan sent you for the free screening.